great principle that will help all of us no matter where we're at in the stage of life. No matter where we're at, this principle that we're going to serve God in your circumstance. Stay put and serve God in your circumstance. Now keep in mind, leading up to this point, Paul, out of love and out of burden, what is Paul doing? Paul is going ahead and he's talking to them. And what Paul is doing is he's sharing some truths to them out of love for them. He wanted the church of Corinth to understand there's some things that they're struggling with they didn't have to struggle with. And he's giving some advice. Remember, Corinth is a very wicked city. Great immorality was happening. Much was taking place. And Paul was, and that was coming into the church, and he says, all right, church, I want to help you. I want to give you some thoughts. I want to give you some helps to do that. Now, chapter 7, Paul starts to answer questions. They had some questions. We don't know the exact questions they asked, but we know the answers, and we can get some ideas of what those questions may be based upon the answers that Paul was giving. Paul was going ahead and giving them instruction. And what Paul was doing, as we saw already leading up to this point, Paul says, okay, this is what the Lord has said, and I'm going to give a little more explanation to what the Lord is saying. It's not that it wasn't inspired. It's not that not what the Lord wants. But Paul was giving the principles and saying, okay, I wanted to help you answer the questions and put those principles into practice. And this is the advice that he's giving to the church. Now, keep in mind in chapter 6, Paul says that some things may be lawful, but it's not expedient. Some things were okay to do, but not the best for their lives. He also reminded them that their body is a temple of the Holy Ghost, and they ought to keep their bodies pure and live in such a way. In chapter 7, he starts with this thought that if you're of the Lord, you can't be of something else, and you can't defile what the Lord has put. Then he comes in and he says, okay, I'm going to give some words, clear words of instruction to the singles. And we talked about this idea. Some are created to be single. It's okay to be single. Don't put pressure on someone to get married. You know what? Maybe God has something special for them, and God is going to keep them single the rest of their lives. That's okay. They don't have to give you 20,000 grandchildren if that's not what God wants. God's idea is what? What's best for their lives, and it's okay to be single. But he says, it's okay to be married. It's okay to marry someone. And what he was teaching is there, remember. And then he says, if you're married, and then he says, you're to stay with your spouse. But then he also said, if your spouse leaves, you're not supposed to compel them or try to hog tie them down and keep them there, but you're to live in the way and you're not to remarry yourself. Why? Because the whole purpose of any separation that ever takes place is reconciliation. And Paul says that if you marry someone else, then you're not going to be able to fix the situation on hand. And the whole purpose is those individuals serving God together. Remember in Corinth, the typical person was married up to 20 times, married and divorced up to 20 times. This is the mindset. This is what they're dealing with. Remember, there's four types of marriages that we've talked about in that time. And we're not going to spend time to repeat all four of those, but there's four types of marriages. And that played a role in the whole idea. Now we come to this portion of Scripture. 1 Corinthians 7, we're going to look at verses 17 through verse 24. And what Paul has just explained to the believers, he says, if a believer is unsaved and pleased to live with them, then do it. Keep the marriage intact. Don't make changes. He continues that line of thinking here and giving a principle. He repeats this principle that we're going to look at three times in this portion of Scripture. He restates the same principle three times. And I tell you, those that know anything about our English language and the way we do it, and the way we teach things, we repeat things to put an emphasis on things. You repeat it to emphasize it. Some of the kids say, why do mom and dad keep repeating themselves? Why do they say the same thing 20 times in the same sentence? Why don't they just tell us once? Why they're emphasizing it? Because they want you to get this principle. They want you to get the truth. And the idea is this, many times in our lives, we don't get it the first time, do we? And most of us, we read it the first time, and then we forget it by the time we get to the second time, right? some of our minds are not that good anymore. We're getting old and we can't remember things and we need to be repeated this. Paul repeats this principle three times. And then he gives two illustrations to illustrate this principle. And this idea is this. Stay put and serve God. If you're able to, please stand with me. 1 Corinthians chapter 7. We'll read verses 17 through verse 24 this morning. But as God hath distributed every man, as the Lord hath called everyone, so let him walk. And so ordain I in all churches. Is any man called being circumcised? Let him not become uncircumcised. Is any called in uncircumcision? Let him not be circumcised. Circumcision is nothing, and uncircumcision is nothing, but the keeping of the commandments of God. Let every man abide in the same calling, wherein he was called. Art thou called being a servant? Care not for it. But if thou mayest be made free, use it rather. For he that is called in the Lord, being a servant, is the Lord's freeman. Likewise also he that is called, being free, is Christ's servant. Ye are bought with a price. Be ye not servants of men. Brethren, let every man, wherein he is called, therein abide with God. Heavenly Father, we love you. We thank you for your precious word. Lord, I pray as we look at your word this morning, you would illuminate your scriptures to us. Lord, help us to glean the truths, the principles you want us to get and apply to our hearts and to our lives. We pray in Jesus' precious and holy name. Amen. You may be seated. Look at verse 17. But as God has distributed every man, as the Lord hath called everyone, so let him walk, and so ordain I in all churches. Paul is advising the people in the church of Corinth to stay put in the situation in which they are. He says this. He says, where you're at, walk. Where you find yourself this morning, you stay in that situation, you stay in that place, and Paul's advising them that you walk. That word walk is the same word circumspectly, and it means you are to live in such a way that God would have you to live in that circumstance you find yourself. Wherever you've been placed, wherever you're at in life, stay put and serve God. What a thought as we think about this. We understand that the primary focus of the gospel is to change the heart. It is not a social revolution. It is a spiritual revolution, if you will. And now if we get saved, our lives change. It changes the world. But it's not to come in and make a revolution in the social aspect of things. It's individuals get changed, get right with God, they live and they do what God wants them to do, and then the change comes because other souls get saved, other lives get changed. That's God's plan. Now, as you look at this, I want you to think about it for a moment. As you look at this, Paul is saying to them, you stay put where you're at. Now, he's not saying if you steal, to keep on stealing. He's not saying if you are involved in the pagan worship in the temples and you're a priestess and you're part of the prostitution that was taking place in the temples, to stay in that position, to stay in that job. That's not what he's saying. He's not saying to stay in illegal activities and to stay doing drugs or be a drunkard or to do those. That's not what he's saying. But he's saying you may find yourself after you got saved in a hard situation, in a bad circumstance, and you may want to say, well, it's okay for me to go ahead and get out of that circumstance. God's saying, no, you're in that circumstance. You've been placed in that circumstance. You stay and you stay faithful serving me. Now, you think about it for a moment. There was groups there that were saying, well, you're can be more spiritual. Remember, we talked about if you're single, if you've never been married, if you've never been, if you've been celibate, if you've been that. And some groups are saying, okay, now that you're married and now that you got saved, you need to go ahead and leave that spouse so you can serve God. And some were saying, well, you're single, you got to go get married so you can serve God. You're in this circumstance, and you're in that circumstance. You got to change your circumstance so you can serve God. And he's saying, no, you understand God has put you in a certain spot. You're going to stay in that spot unless the Lord moves you out of that spot. You're not to do wrong to justify your things to make you more spiritual, to live a certain way. You're to stay where you're at and walk in a way that pleases God with your life. Now, many of you, some were saved younger in life. Most of in this room, a lot of you later in life. And you were find yourself, after you got saved, in some hard spots sometimes. You found yourself in some situations that you wish you were never in that situation. And what Paul is saying is, even though you are in that situation, and even though you might have caused yourself to be in that situation, now that you're saved, you still have to deal with the situation you're at. But whatever that situation is, walk and serve God and please God. Don't say, well, I'm married to this person, and now I'm saved, and I can never live for God anymore because I'm married to that person. So I got to get rid of that person so I can live for God. Paul says, no, you don't. You stay put, and you stay married to that person, and you keep doing what you're supposed to be doing, and you live for God the way you're supposed to live for God, and it doesn't matter the circumstance. I can't wait to get out of my home because my mom and dad, they're the worst people in the whole wide world. I can't live for God as long as I have to listen to them. I want to divorce my family. How many remember that being big several years back where kids started divorcing their families and divorcing that? And what he's saying is, not that you stay in a bad situation, not you stay in that, but wherever situation you are, you stay in that place and you serve God. You don't say, well, if I was in a better, if I had better parents, I could serve God more. If I go ahead and get this and I go ahead and do that, I could, no. He's saying, wherever you're at, you serve God. This is the principle he wants them to get. He wants the church of Corinth to know that they can serve God no matter where they're at. Do you know you can serve God no matter where you're at this morning? It doesn't matter where you're at financially, you can serve God. It doesn't matter where you're at health-wise, you can serve God. It doesn't matter what type of family dynamics you're facing and going through, and if this person's for God or against God in the home, you can still serve God. It doesn't matter any of those things. It doesn't matter where you're at, you and I can serve God. That's the principle he wanted them to get. Then he repeats that principle. All right, we see in verse 17. But look with me in verse 20, because that principle is repeated the second time in verse 20. It says, let every man abide in the same calling wherein he was called. Wherever you're called, wherever you're placed, remain. That means stay put. Stay stuck in that spot. How many ever heard anyone say before, I can't believe I'm stuck in this spot. I want to get out of this. I can't believe I'm in this place. This is the worst place to be. God would never want me to be in a bad circumstance. God would never want me to be miserable. God would never want me to be in this terrible place in my life. God would never want me. He saved me, and now life should just be easy going, easy peasy, lemon squeezy, right? And it should just be the easiest thing in life. Oh, man, why? You know what? God saved me. He wants to free me from this. Now, he's going to talk about freedom here in a minute. He gives the illustration, but you have to understand what the freedom he's talking about. And many times we want to be removed from the circumstances we're in. And God says, you're in those circumstances. Yes, you're saved. Yes, you come to me. Yes, there's been a time in your life now that you repented of your sin, turned to the Lord Jesus Christ, put your faith and trust in him. Praise God, you're saved. But you can serve God no matter where you're at. He says, wherever you're called, remain, stay put, stay faithful to that spot. Some of you know circumstances that you've gone through in your life, and you've been in a spot, you've been in a place where you're there, and yes, our heart is, I wish I could get out of this somehow. But you know what? Sometimes God says, no, I want you there, because God has something great planned. I want you to stay in that spot. I want you to stay in that place. And I want you to just be faithful. And that concept goes back to what we looked at last week. Why? Because even in a bad marriage, even in a marriage where someone's saved and someone's unsaved, if you stay put, you can sanctify one another, as Scripture says. That means you can help that other person come to where they need to come in life. And he's saying that same concept, to remain in that spot, to remain where you're at, to remain there. Then it's repeated a third time. Look at verse 24. Brethren, let every man, wherein he is called, therein abide with God. All right? We're to walk where we're at. That means we're to walk circumspectly. We're to walk in that way. All right? Then we're to stay, we're to abide in the same calling. You abide in that place. You abide there. You stay there. That word abide carries the idea in accordance to act in accordance. You act in accordance. You stay in your situation. You don't leave that situation. But then verse 24 says, then you abide with God. So you remain where you're at. You walk the way you're supposed to walk. You stay in that position you're supposed to stay. You abide in that position. Now you abide with Christ. You know what he's saying? In that circumstance, you keep living as a Christian. In that circumstance, you stay there. But in that circumstance, you learn where your strength comes from to be able to stay in that circumstance. You abide with Christ. That idea of entwining ourselves, acting in accordance with, and you get to the place that you're abiding in him. And he's saying this, you can have fellowship with God. You can have a close relationship with God. You can live for God, but you can also have that fellowship and relationship with God in your circumstance that you're facing. I tell you, a lot of times we say, well, I can't really read my Bible. I can't really go to church because I'm married to this person, or I'm married to that person, or I have this circumstance, I have this. No, it says you can still have the right fellowship with God. Even you can abide with Christ even if everyone else is against God. Do you know even in the world we live in today, you and I can abide with Christ? Even with all the negatives and all the ugliness of this world and all the things that we're seeing that is happening, you and I can still have a close relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, that close fellowship with him. We can walk with him. We can talk with him. We can pray. We can be with him. We can abide with Christ, even in that spot that you're in. I tell you, there's times that our hearts become heavy because of where we're at in life. There's burdens upon your hearts. There's struggles upon your hearts. There's things you're facing. There's things you're going through. But no matter how heavy, how hard things get, we can still abide with Christ. That's what Paul was telling them. You can still walk with God. You can still love God. You can still sing the praises of God. You can still do those things no matter what you're facing in life. Stay put. He repeats that principle three times. Now, mixed into the giving those principles three times, he now gives two illustrations to illustrate this point. Let's look at these illustrations now. So we see the principle stated. Now we see the illustration given. So the principle stated, the illustration given. Look with me as we look at the illustration, the first illustration that is given here. Verse 18, is any man called being circumcised, let him not become uncircumcised. Is any called in uncircumcision, let him not be circumcised. Circumcision is nothing, and uncircumcision is nothing, but the keeping the commandments of God. All right, what is he trying to get them to understand? What is he trying to get them to see in this idea? Well, the problem that was happening is some of the Jews wanted to identify as a Gentile. Some of the Gentiles wanted to identify as the Jews. It was going back and forth. There was even in that day individuals that were having surgeries later in life to undo something that was done or to do something that was not done in regards to the circumcision. In regards to that, They were going through this process, and that was common in this area, in this time, that they were doing these surgeries, they were doing these things to change who they were and change what they were. And Paul says, yes, there's been an interchange in you. You've been saved, but you don't need to become a Jew to be accepted by Christ. You don't need to go through the formality of circumcision to change what has already changed in your heart. That outward sign is not going to change who you are. You don't need to do that. Paul's saying, you stay put. If you're a Jew, you stay a Jew, but you put your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. If you're a Gentile, you stay as a Gentile, but you put your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. No matter where you're at, you don't stay put in the pagan traditions, the pagan things, but you stay put. If you're a Jew, you stay a Jew. It's not talking about changing your race, changing those things. He's saying, you stay put where you're at. That's the illustration he's giving. He's saying, there are so many of you that are trying to change this and change that because you think you're more spiritual if you're a Jew. Some of you think you're more spiritual if you're a Gentile. Some think you're more spiritual if you're this, you're that. He says, no, you stay put to where you're at there. Gentiles that became saved were not to become like the Jews. How did a Gentile try to become like a Jew? They started following traditions of a Jew. Do you know, quick teaching here, do you know there were certain traditions and certain things in the Old Testament that were given to the Jew that was not given to the Gentile? There are certain commandments and certain rituals and certain things given there. Because the Gentile was not God's chosen people. Now, God turned to the Gentile because of the Jew and because of the situations and those things there. And salvation was now given both to the Jew and to the Gentile. But there are certain things that the Gentile was not part of the Gentile's life because they were a Gentile. They weren't a Jew. And then we understand what takes place in the New Testament. We're under the law of grace. We're not under the law, we're under grace, and that was given there. And he's saying, you don't have to start doing everything that the Jew did as a Gentile. You're a Gentile, you're in this situation, you're to stay put, and you're to serve God, live for God where you're at. Jew, you're a Jew. God has placed you there. You're to be in the Jew, you're to follow the principles of the Word of God, but you're not to change and become a Gentile. You stay where you're at. And we need to keep that thought in our minds, in our lives. Now, I tell you, a lot of times we start to say, well, God has saved us, and now I got to listen to what everyone else in the world says. All right? There's been a lot of people that newly saved. And what do? They start saying, well, I can't be in this, and I can't, and they start changing everything. Now, I understand interchange. I understand they stop drinking. I understand they start smoking. I understand all those things. That's what the Bible teaches, okay? That's understandable. What this is talking about is, all right, well, I'm born in Idaho. I got saved. Well, I got to leave, and I got to go to Hawaii now because I can't serve God in Idaho. Because of all the people that I've been around and what I am as Iowan, I can't serve God. As Iowan, I can't do that anymore. I'm saved now. I got to get out of this state and I got to go somewhere else. And he's saying, no. Now, if God leads you to go to another state, it's not saying that. But he's saying, no, you stay put in Idaho and you serve God where God has placed you. You don't become a Hawaiian. You stay Iowan. You stay put. You stay in that spot. That's what he's saying. Now, it's not wrong that you go. It's not wrong you do those things. It's not wrong. But what he's saying is this. Everyone wants to change their circumstances because they think it's going to help them. They want to change who they are. They want to change all that because they think that's going to make them more spiritual or they're going to be able to live for God more than they did before. You know, some people go to certain churches because they think it's going to make them more spiritual. I can't stay in that church anymore. Because I'm not getting fed. I'm not staying in that church because there's a bunch of weirdos in that church. And I got to go find another place where I can live for God. No, you can live for God no matter where you're at. He's saying it doesn't matter where you're at. It doesn't matter if you're a Jew or a Gentile. Don't change that. Just serve God and live for God. Stay put where you're at. Then he gives a second illustration. Verse 21. Art thou called being a servant? Care not for it. But if thou mayest be free, use it rather. For he that is called in the Lord being a servant is the Lord's freeman. Likewise also he that is called being free is Christ's servant. You know what he's saying? If you wake up and you're a slave, you can still serve God as a slave. Do you know during that period of time, especially in the Roman culture, 50% of individuals were a slave in one way or another. Now, some were in different situations, different circumstances, but 50% of those individuals would be considered a servant or a slave in that day. And he's saying, no matter what circumstance, if you're a slave, then you stay a slave and you serve God as a slave. Wow. You don't understand my master, how mean my master is to me, and how cruel they are, and what they do to me, and what they make me do. Paul says, you stay put. Now, if you're free, if you get free, then go live free. But as long as you're a slave, you stay as a slave. You be respectful to your master. You please God by serving your master. You stay where you're at. You don't complain about your circumstance. You don't get upset about your circumstance. You serve and walk circumspectly. You stay abiding in that situation, and you abide with Christ even as a slave. Now, some of us would say, well, preacher, that was great in that day and age. But you have to understand, we are our own people today. And we have our own rights. And we have our own freedoms. And I cannot wait to get out of my home because of all the rules my parents give me, so I go and join the military. Right? You know what I'm talking about. Now, today is Veterans Sunday. We're going to say a little more during announcements and appreciate those that have served our country. But no matter what circumstance you're in, no matter where you're at as a slave, no matter what rules you're under, no matter how terrible your job is and how micromanager your boss is, no matter what is taking place in your school and how terrible that teacher is and all the situations, you can serve God wherever you're at. No matter how much you think you're a slave and you're under this rule and you're under all these things, you can and I can still serve God. That's what Paul was trying to get them to understand. He's saying you got freedom in Christ, but that freedom in Christ is not for you to do whatever you please to do. That freedom in Christ is so you can serve God. It's repeated in Romans as well. And it says that freedom that you have in Christ is so you can serve God in the circumstance you're in. You have freedom now as a believer to choose to live for God and serve God no matter what you're facing, is what Paul is saying to them. He says, you have that freedom. Oh, yes, you might not like what you're in, but as a slave, you can serve God. You might not like that you're going through some of the things, and you might not like that you're a Jew. You might not like that you're Gentile, but it doesn't matter. You can still serve God. You can still serve him as he wants you to serve him. The principle stated three times and given three times to live that way. But he goes a little further here. He says that you're bought, verse 23, you're bought with a price. Be not servants of men. Brethren, let every man wherein he's called there and abide with God. What he's saying is this. Don't get bogged down and thinking that you're serving man, even as you're living for me as a slave. How many of us get loaded down thinking that we're going through life obeying man's rules, obeying man's ways of thinking, doing that. Oh, my husband has put all these things upon my life, and I'm supposed to submit unto him. Now, we're not going to get a whole message on submission and what that's actually talking about. And oh, I tell you, my wife and all this and that. What does the Bible say? It says, you're not doing it to be men pleasers. You're to do it to be a God pleaser. You're to serve God. He says, you're bought with a price. To what? So you can take your freedom and you can serve God, not serve man. He says, you live as a Christian, not to please the pastor. You live as a Christian, not to please your spouse. You live as a believer committed to God, surrendered to God, to please God with your life. See, what he wanted them to understand is when you're going through the circumstance you're going through, realize you're where God wants you to be and realize the reason you're there and what God wants you to accomplish and do during that process and the freedom God's given you, and the whole purpose is for you to serve God with all that you have in spite of the circumstances you're facing, and you do it to please God, not to please man, and not to please yourself, because you're a man too. What it's saying is this. A lot of times we want what we want, and we want the joys that we want, and we don't want to deal with what we have to face. And we think there's some way to get out of it, and we're doing it for ourselves, and we're doing this. And he says, just stay put. You take the circumstances, you take the situations, you take where you're at, and you keep living for me, and I'll give you the strength that you need as you abide in me to be able to please me and glorify me. Don't do it to serve man. Well, maybe I should change my circumstance. No, maybe you should be content where God has placed you and say, what does God want me to do in the circumstance that I'm in? And how can I serve God today where I'm at? Or maybe I need to do this. No, just stay where God wants you to stay at this time of your life. And you search the scriptures. And you develop that closer walk with God. And you serve God and see what God can accomplish, what God can do. Well, preacher, the grass is greener on the other side. I'm going to walk closer to God if I change my circumstance. No, you're not going to walk closer to God. If you can't walk for God today in the spot you're in, it doesn't matter how much you change your spot. It's not going to change your walk with God. Well, I'm failing because I'm in this church. I'm failing because I'm in this job. I'm failing because I'm around these people. I'm failing because... No. You're failing because you have chose not to serve God in the situation that you find yourself. You're failing because you've chose not to please God and you're trying to please man. You're failing because you don't realize where you're at in life is where God wants you right now. Because if he didn't want you in that situation, he would remove you from that situation. That's what Paul was telling them. Yeah, you could be free. He's not condoning slavery. He's not saying it's great to be in slavery. He's saying, but you take the situation you're at and you stay put and serve God. Because if God wants to remove you, make you free as a slave, he can do that. If God wants you out of the situation that you're in, guess what? God's all powerful. He can get you out of that situation. You don't have to do a thing about it. God can change what's happening. God can change your financial situation. God can change your home life. God can change those certain things. God can change that. If God wants to change that, he can change that. But as long as you're in that spot, as long as you're in that place, you just keep doing what God wants you to do and keep serving God. Have the right attitude, have the right spirit, and serve God as you should. That's what Paul was saying to the church of Corinth. That's great application, not just for the church of Corinth. It's great application for you and I this morning. Because a lot of times in our lives, when life gets hard, we all try to find the way out. I'm talking myself. I'll be honest. In 20-some years of being here, there's been some days that I thought, wow, the grass looks greener. Let's get out of here. Let's move to the hills of Tennessee. Let's get our rocking chair and the fridge on the porch. Wouldn't that be fun? But wait a second. It's not going to change anything. Why? Even though there's times that we're ready to quit, there's times we're ready to say, we need this, we need that, we need this different and that different. God says, no. Hey, I may move you to the hills of Tennessee. I may move you somewhere else. I may move you someplace in some way. But you don't move yourself. You stay put where you're at and you serve God. Do you know what? Someday God may move you, but you don't move yourself. God may change your circumstance that you're involved in, but let God change it. You don't change it. You may have something different happen to you down the road that will put you in a better spot, but you don't do that. You let God do it. Because God says, you are called to this spot that you're in. You're to abide in that spot you're in, and you're abide with me. Whatever you're facing, and you keep serving God and living for God no matter where you're at. Heavenly Father, we love you. We thank you.